Since the U.S. bombing campaign began against Afghanistan's Taliban government on October 7th, reports of a growing number of civilian deaths and injuries resulting from America's bombs, cluster bombs, and missiles have made news across the world. But because many U.S. media outlets have decided not to focus attention on this issue, people in a number of Middle Eastern and Western European nations know more about the consequences of our military action than most Americans.
The death toll in the September 11 terrorist attacks is revised down. It's now been revealed that the bombing campaign in Afghanistan appears to have killed a greater number of Afghans than were killed in the initial terror attacks on America.
The report concluded that the U.S. bombing campaign, begun in Afghanistan on October 7th, had resulted in the deaths of more than 3,500 civilians.
Since October 7th, reports over 3,700 civilians have been killed in Afghanistan by U.S. bombs.
The village of Karam in northern Afghanistan, where U.S. airplanes came and made repeated strikes in the middle of evening prayers, and at least 100 to 200 people died.
The Pentagon and Afghanistan's interim government have declined to release any estimate of civilians killed or injured during the U.S.-led campaign to oust the Taliban government and their al-Qaeda allies.
Aside from that 100 to 200, there have been a number of other incidents of 20 to 100 people at a time dying through some of these raids, and raids in which the Pentagon either claims that there was a military target nearby or that that itself was a military target. Now, a lot of these cases, like with Karam, that information has been outdated or simply erroneous.
But groups like the Project on Defense Alternatives calculated smaller numbers in Harold, stating that 1,000 to 1,300 Afghans died in the U.S. airstrikes.
I don't believe anything the government tells me.
Soviet estimate, not including Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters, is 3,700 civilians killed by American and British bombs.
Innocent people.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended.
Civilian damage, 3,700 people in Afghanistan amount to about 37,000 people in the United States.
No regard, whatever, for the sanctity or value of human life.
That especially in the rural and mountainous areas, you have a tremendous humanitarian crisis that's about to set in. Oxfam estimates 7.5 million people that are at risk of starvation this winter. You cannot get to many of the areas in Afghanistan once winter sets in. The ones that we do know are telling us that there are at minimum a couple or a few thousand people who have already died, civilians who have died from even the first 2 weeks of airstrikes.
Inexplicably, U.S. bombs hit food warehouses operated by the Red Cross, not once, but twice in 10 days.
It was the kind of targets which were selected, where they were selected, and the type of weaponry which was used, which necessarily leads to civilian casualties.
Has since expanded his estimate to 4,000, a number based on eyewitness accounts and international press reports. According to independent observers, U.S. airstrikes have destroyed numerous non-military targets, including a United Nations compound, a hotel, mosques, schools, and dozens of homes and shops.
Kabul, smart bomb was being slammed into a residential area, reportedly killing 25 civilians, suggesting that our smart bombs may not be so smart.
One U.S. airstrike had killed over 100 civilians, including women and children.
A U.S. airstrike on the village of Yazi Kala in Afghanistan left at least 52 civilians dead. Well, at first the Pentagon said there was no collateral damage. Then it said that civilian deaths were a possibility.
I think that a much more realistic figure would be around 5,000.
Actually, every day, children and civilians being blown up for being maimed, killed, or over
death. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended.